This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Elsewhere in Washington, there is news of the incredible shrinking budget deficit. According to a new report from the Congressional Budget Office, the deficit this year is going to be way smaller than expected, below $1 trillion for the first time since 2008. Must be good news. Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
This news is so big that we took to the streets of Los Angeles to announce it. And a lot of people, like Claire Bennett and Vic Raja, didn't even believe it was possible.
That doesn't really make sense.
I don't even see how that could happen.
But it did happen. The CBO says this year's federal budget deficit will fall to $642 billion. Still a big number, but not even close to the trillion-dollar deficits we have been running. It seems like economists should be really excited about this. But here's Boston University's Lawrence Kotlikoff.
What we're doing is looking at what's happening to a little bush in front of a forest of obligations.
Kotlikoff says the near-term CBO projections look great, but we should be worried about the long-term. As more Americans get older, the cost of health care and Social Security is going to spike, and that will grow the deficit right back. There must be some good news here, right? The deficit shrank for a couple of reasons. People and businesses paid more taxes. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac started paying back dividends. Sequester kicked in. So maybe government policies are working? University of Michigan economist Justin Wolfers.
If what you think the government should be doing is trying to stimulate the economy in a time of mass unemployment, then this is in fact the result of a bad set of policies.
So a shrinking deficit could actually be bad for the economy? I give up. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.